Introduce our first. Please welcome Aaron M. from Data Point. Hi, I'm Aaron, I'm an alcoholic. And I totally thought this was going to be a small meeting. And I was like, yeah. And everybody's like, have you thought about what you're going to say? I'm like, no. And I get up here and I'm like, I've got to say something. My sobriety date is February 16th, 2002, and I have a sponsor and I have a home group and I have commitments. And there's a lot of newcomers here. And I remember in the beginning when I went to an AA meeting because my asshole husband said I had a drinking problem. I was sitting in the meeting and they said, you know, you had to go around the room and say alcoholic. And I did it. And this guy said, you'll never have to do that again. And I thought, what a bet. Because I knew I wasn't done. And I spent the next couple months with my husband ragging on me about my drinking. And he took me to my doctor. My doctor said Alcoholics Anonymous works. So I immediately went to the library and looked for books that I could find on how to get sober because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. And that didn't work. And I kept going to meetings and trying to stay sober. And one time a sponsor called and said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm having a glass of wine, and didn't know that was a bad thing to do. And she said, you know, listed all the things that could go wrong. And I said, yeah, but none of it's happened. And she said, yet. And within weeks, I was divorced, had no home, was living with my parents. Lost my job, weighed about 100 pounds, hair falling out. My dad actually looked at me one night and said, take every pill you have and every drug that you, or every drink that you have, and just drink yourself to death because I can't stand to watch this. I was dying slowly, but I didn't want the program. I didn't want it. And I remember it was Valentine's Day and I had no home. I was living with my parents, no friends, nothing. I had a bunny rabbit. And I killed her too when I was sober. Yeah, stacked up. They say don't have plants. Well, you shouldn't have rabbits either. But I remember my dad left on February 14th and said, or February 15th, and said, please don't get drunk again today like you did yesterday. And I went and got a big bottle of that Bombay Sapphire gin, and I drank the whole thing. And my dad came in and I was passed out and couldn't roust me. And so my mom called the ambulance and they came and got me and took me to the hospital. And I was coherent at that time. And I was like, I'm just a little buzzed. I need to get out. But I had a 4.64 alcohol level. And the doctor looked at me and he pointed at me and he said to my parents, this is an alcoholic. And I knew that my ride was over then. And I passed out and went to bed and woke up the next morning. And I thought, this is my moment of clarity. I knew that I had to be sober and I knew that I needed it. And the nurse came in and asked if I had anybody, and I had nobody. And she said, do you have a priest, a rabbi, a llama, anybody? I said, no, I don't have anybody. You want to call your ex-husband? And I'm like, he won't take my calls. So I've got nobody. And she said, there's a bed at South Coast Memorial Hospital. It was called Genesis at the time. Do you want to go? And thank God I said yes. And my parents threw me in the car and locked all the doors and drove 90 miles an hour up trying, because I thought I was going to jump out. And if I wouldn't have been on all the, or what is that, did they put you on lithium or librium or something that makes you come out through your withdrawals? I was so loaded on that, I didn't care where I was. And I got into rehab, and I always was jealous of the people that had the nice rehabs. Mine had a black plastic sheet on it. And I had nurses coming in every other minute trying to take blood from me. And I just did not want it. But I did 30 days and slowly things got better for me. I was lucky that I didn't have to work. Like I said, I was off of a job. So I had a year to get sober. And I went to meetings all the time, took commitments. And for the newcomers, I got involved with a really good group of people. And I learned how to dance sober, how to eat sushi without sake. I learned how to, we went on boat rides. We played with the dolphins in Catalina. I heard a woman once say from a speaker that she always wanted to take her chips to places in the world. And that's where I decided right then that I was going to do that. So I took my 5-year chip in Thailand, where I always wanted to be. And my 10-year, I was ready, woohoo, ready to root and party. I've got 10 years, and I came up with breast cancer. And I learned how to ask for help, and the program got me through breast cancer. And I spent about a year and a half with that and came through and did the deal and was grateful for the meetings. And then I lost my mom. And the first thing I did was went to meeting on all those times. I was diagnosed on a Monday, and I was in my Monday night meeting that night sharing with it. My mom died on a Wednesday, and I was at the Wednesday night effect meeting sharing about it. I took my poor dad with me because he didn't know what to do. And I was like, these people are going to love you like you don't know, so come sit down. Life has been really, really good. It's got its challenges, but I know I'm never alone. And that's the thing that I go on right now is third step prayer. It's based on faith, and faith for me is something that I never had when I came in. I never had hope. I never had successful experiences, but staying sober has given me that. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was diagnosed with a reoccurrence of breast cancer. And again, I get to go through it again. And again, I get to do it sober, and I get to be a positive influence and a positive, let my victories bear witness to those who may bear. So I just want everybody to know that if you're new, you stick around and amazing things will happen to you. And you can do this sober. I never thought I could do anything sober. And I always thought if my mom or my dad died, I'd drink. If I got super sick, I'd drink. And I've never drank. I've never had the urge to drink. But no, I lied. The other night I had an urge to drink. Wow. But you know what? I went to bed and I was over with. And I got up and I went to the meeting the next morning and shared about it and cried about it. And it's a good life, and stick around. And I hope I at least imparted some kind of hope, because that's what this program has given me. So thank you.